Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show on a Wednesday morning. And that music selection, Al, was mine.
Okay.
I said, I need a little Billy Joel to start today because there's a lot of pressure in the Delaware Valley and Clearwater, Florida this morning. A lot of pressure today. Keith Jones, you played some big games in hockey.
Yep.
This is a big day for Matt Klentak and your Philadelphia Phillies.
On the clock.
This is pressure. I know what you're thinking. No, there's more pressure on the people, the snowplow people, the people clearing the roads. Guys, it's 3 inches. We can all handle 3 inches. Jonesy, who can't handle 3 inches? Don't think that way, Jonesy! Wake up out there!
You're talking about snow, right?
No, the real pressure is in Clearwater, Florida, where there will be no inches today.
That's right, zero
but
inches.
A lot of nervousness. Because, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, Manny Machado made his decision. And I am beyond thrilled to announce to you that he will not be our problem for the next decade. He will be a problem of San Diego, California. And let me just say, Josie and I were talking about this already, because we are both San Diego devotees.
Uh-huh.
We both have a West Coast state of mind, Jonesy and I.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All right, Dana Point. What's the name of that place you go?
Del Mar's there, the racetracks there, where
man,
the surf
so
meets
beautiful.
The turf.
Ooh. Al, it is a lazy place to live.
Nice.
Which is perfect for a lazy player like Manny Machado.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye and good riddance to you, Mr. Loserville. You with me, Rhea?
No.
What's your problem?
I've never hated Machado like you do.
You haven't?
No.
Do you like it when your kid lays around all day around the house instead of going out and playing?
He does that anyway.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Philosophically, you have some issues here.
I disagree. Harper has done similar things. He just didn't say it. That's the only difference between the two.
Right. But this guy said it. And once you say it, you're announcing two things. One, you're lazy. I don't hustle. B, you're stupid. You announce it just before you're becoming a free agent. There's never been a dumber moment than that.
Can't wait for the first time Harper does it and you let it go.
Harper will not do it.
Okay.
All right, the first few times I may look the other way.
Yeah.
Just while, you know, that blush of honeymoon.
It's called hypocrisy, but you're very good at it.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're
but
welcome.
Anyway, let's deal a little bit here with how long do we wait for this thing?
No.
Oh, my God. This thing went on forever. One of them's got a side. And then we knew once one did, it would get intriguing.
Yeah.
And this was the best, most intriguing scenario because it all began months ago when the Phillies appeared to identify Machado as the better of the two options.
Mm-hmm.
And they were using the fact that some of the guys here, Klentak, McPhail, were there when the Orioles drafted Machado years ago.
Yeah.
They had a connection to them. They loved him. They looked the other way at his problems and issues and dumb comments. They really wanted him. My sense in the course of this process is they started to swing around toward Harper about a month ago. And I think part of it was fan interest.
No doubt.
Rhea, there was a quote yesterday, right? I'm not sure who made it, but you just told it to me, and it was fascinating.
It wasn't a quote. It was in Todd Zielecki's story on MLB.com that the feeling that he got was the Phillies didn't want to sign a $300 million guy who would get booed on opening day.
And that would 100% have happened. It would have happened.
I don't know. Maybe not on opening day.
Fan sentiment against Machado had an effect on what ultimately
and
happened.
What does
here.
Al always say if you listen to the fans?
Yeah, you're going to lose your job.
Right. And did you hear the tone of Al there?
Yeah.
That's an anti-fan approach.
That's not an
we
anti-fan.
Don't have that on this show. On this show, we embrace the fan. That is an elitist Boston style approach.
They never win.
We don't do that. Anyway, let me listen to him.
They never win.
You know what? You're already getting on my nerves this morning.
Hey, Ben.
I think what I'm going to do here is play a little Gabe Kapler. Would you enjoy some Kapler?
No, yep.
Would you enjoy some Kapler?
No.
He represents the club.
All right. First of all, Gabe talked after his workout with the boys. About the news that Machado is not going to be a Philly.
Word got out while we were like knee deep in infield drills and guys are dripping with sweat, throwing balls as hard as they could throw it. So they were kind of focused on the work that they were doing today. I'm kind of proud of that. I thought that was the right way to approach news breaking while we were on the field.
Well, did you enjoy that one now?
You want more, buddy?
You need a little more?
You okay there, buddy?
I know what I'm thinking, Al. I'm thinking you might
Can we get him to announce the state of emergency?
Al, they were dripping with
dripping
sweat.
They were
knee deep in infield drills.
They were throwing balls as hard as they could.
So proud of that.
Oh, let me tell you, man.
There can't be a better one.
It was pouring off us. It was amazing.
You can't have a better quote.
This is day one.
Anyway, then he talked about the fact that they did not get Manny Machado.
I'm totally focused on our camp. My goal is to help our players get better every single day. We've spent an extraordinary amount of time committing to that. If I tell our players, don't think about getting traded, don't think about acquiring the free agents that we might acquire, think about this group as the most important part of your focus. And if you take your eyes off that, you're not going to be as good. What if I don't practice that same mentality? My job is to show our players that my focus is on this camp.
Thank you. I wish there was a way to show Jonesy's face during that.
That's just gross.
Laser focus, man. We're not talking about Machado. We're talking about us.
You will never top knee deep in sweat.
Knee deep in sweat. Laser focus.
Glistening in the sun.
All right. Now, listen. All right. Before we explore further what this means for Klentak, because right now, Al, I'm guessing that his sphincter is as closed as the schools this morning.
It's a half day, is it?
I guess. It's a very pressure-filled situation. Hello?
That's it. On your way to school, folks, just think about that as you drive up.
Turn around and go home.
Here's what we don't need to hear. Klentak, and I'm thrilled to say this, Klentak did not make himself available.
Thank you.
He was knee-deep in sweat. Oh, that's drowning from the sweat during infield drill.
One of the best quotes I've ever heard in my life.
Anyway, let me get. So I wanted you to hear how the White Sox reacted, because this was a big blow to them. Mm-hmm. They had already acquired Machado's brother-in-law.
It was no good.
And his best friend.
Yeah.
Right? That was Yonder Alonso and John Jay. They had acquired them as recruitment tools. And Machado, for the last month, has been tweeting out little kitty boots with the White Sox insignia on it. He was playing into it. And then at the moment of truth, they went, oh, wait a minute. Somebody's giving me $300 million? Screw the White Sox.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. And he signed with the Padres. And this is Rick Hahn. He is the GM of the. Listen to how upset he is. Listen to that.
We should be proud of the aggressiveness and creativity of our offer. Which we were told not only was extremely competitive, but if the reports that are out there are accurate, we were superior to what was ultimately accepted in certain ways.
All right. They had incentives, the other team did. Yeah. Here's the thing, Jonesy. When you lose, should you be announcing pride comments?
No.
Should you be saying, we're very proud we failed?
Yeah, no, you can't.
No, we're so proud at how hard we tried and failed.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with his brother-in-law now?
Stuck with those two bums.
What are you going to do with his best?
Send him to San Diego.
You just got two overpaid hacks that were recruitment tools, and they failed.
That's the best, isn't it?
Give me we're proud. What are you proud of? It all flopped. You failed. In professional sports, you can't fail and be proud.
No.
In college, maybe there's a scenario. In the pros, there isn't any.
No,
right,
there's
Jonesy?
Not.
There's none.
You made your best effort, right, and you lost.
And vice president of the White Sox, he's always a character. He's got real heavy shades on. Yeah. Dark shades.
Kenny Williams?
Kenny
there?
Williams.
Oh, my God,
and
he's
Kenny
still
Williams
there.
Is there. Kenny's still there. He used to be the GM. Now they gave him up, but he's still a spokesman. And he was quite shattered by the decision.
Well, I'm wearing my shades so that you guys don't see the shock in my eyes.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Is this entertaining or not, Jones?
It's very entertaining. This is awesome, actually.
All right, there's one more thing you need. There, a champion got involved in that, a Philadelphia champion.
Okay.
All right, Jay Wright was on the Jim Rome show.
Oh, good show.
All right, and Jay Wright didn't know. All right, Jay Wright was not aware that Machado had not signed yet. So you will hear Jay Wright, current champion in the NCAA, react to the news that Machado was not coming here. Let's listen.
Who did the Padres just sign?
Manny Machado?
No.
Yes.
I've been a proud. No, the Phillies don't get him. I'm dying.
Yeah, what about that?
Oh,
I thought
no.
They were going to get him. I thought they were going to get him and Bryce Harper and Mike Trout.
I wasn't at the Trout part yet, but I thought they were going to get both of them. Oh, no.
How long?
That's awesome.
Has Wright not followed this for like 3
He's
months?
He's knee deep in sweat. He's got practice.
Joe, I'm getting requests.
Yes, throwing balls as hard as they can.
Before I do that, all right, here's the fun part of this whole story to me personally. Now, Matt Klentak, right, is under insane pressure. And here's why, all right? Already we know they were determined to get one. The owner, the same man who said a decade ago, get me that damn trophy back, mm-hmm, is still waiting to get the trophy back and is on the record saying, I'll pay whatever it takes to get one of these guys. Now one of them is off the board. Jonesy, they can't afford to not get either.
No, they have to get the one now.
They got to get the other one.
And it's the only one I want, so I have no problem.
No, it all worked out great as long as they get them.
Yes.
But you know what this is now? This is at a poker table. You're all in. You're either going to win the hand or you're going to lose.
Yeah.
It's all on Hopper now. And if you don't get him, I don't give a damn how many different ways you tell me it was an objectively excellent offseason, all that crap that Klentak was serving last week. No, it isn't. I talk to the fans every day. I'll talk to them today and I'll ask them. I'll go, hey, if we don't get Hopper, you all right with that? No, you're not.
No.
You're not. You got an owner with billions of dollars willing to spend in a market where he will not be outbid. He must win the Harper sweepstakes.
Yes.
And if he doesn't, look, already, I'm just going to read you a tweet from Kevin Cooney. He's on at 7.
Because
this tweet is stupid. All right? I'll just say it.
Right? Kevin's going to be on. Your tweet is stupid.
Right. He said, for whatever reason, the Phillies fan base does not particularly care for Klentak and McPhail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could tell you. I could do 10 minutes on why they don't like him now.
McPhail's an easy one.
Right? I mean, no, neither of them speak the language of the fan. Neither speak the language of the fan. Neither does.
Up until, if they don't get Harper, I thought Klentak, and you agree, has had a nice offseason.
He has, but it won't matter because every time he opens his mouth, it's irritating. I know the fans and the way he speaks.
Yeah.
Just saying objectively excellent offseason is saying, I don't speak your language. It's not, they don't connect.
No, they won't.
They have never connected.
They won't unless you find a way to win. And, you know, if you think back to the Eagles, there was some talk coming out of their camp at times going back a few years ago that was similar. You know, a lot of optionality. There was a lot of things that came up, but then they won and things changed.
Well, that's always how Jeff Lurie has spoken.
Yes.
We're kind of used to that.
No, I'm just telling you that these guys are on the cusp of really, really an era of unpopularity if they don't get Bryce Harper.
Oh, they have to.
The stakes are up. The owner is in. It's their failure. It's not Middleton's failure. Middleton's already made it clear he'll pay whatever it is.
Middleton's just as much to blame as they are.
Yes, he is, but he's the owner, so you can't blame him.
Well,
right?
I can blame him.
He's the billionaire.
Yeah, but
you can't
blame
the guy with $1 billion, all right? He said, boys, get me one of the superstars. Fill my seats.
Yeah.
Make us relevant. Let's have a chance to really win something. Yeah. Get me my damn trophy back.
The only way you blame him is if the guys he hired can't get the job done.
He hired the guys.
I would not want to be dealing with the pressure of Matt Klentak. And that is why, here it is again, pressure. But there's one thing else, Hal.
What is it?
When you're in a moment like this, you go to friends. I would often go to Keith Jones for consolation in moments of great stress like this. And Klentak has one option on that. He can go to Gabe Kapler, and Gabe can say this.
Word got out while we were like knee deep in infield drills, and guys are dripping with sweat, throwing balls as hard as they could throw it. So
I would like to announce I will play that in every update.
Thank you, man. That's a very good point.
His grammar wasn't great there either.
Al, they were dripping with sweat.
Oh.
And right now, so is Matt Klentak. Because he's got to get Harper. At whatever, if he has a drop to his knees and kiss the guy's feet, he's got to get Bryce Harper. And if he doesn't, everybody step back. It's going to get uglier out here.
And did Harper play this well, eh?
No, he played. No.
Just Boris always does. Laughing.
And Boris is sitting there going, well, number one, I'll be getting more than $300 million because I'm a better agent than Lozado.
$330.
I'll tell you that right now.
$330,
Al?
And
then secondly, now I'm going to put the squeeze on these boys because I know the Phillies are desperate. And watch what he ends up with now. And you know what, Al? The Phillies will get him. They have to get him.
Yes.
Well, the only reason he wouldn't come here.
Right.
It's something they can't do anything about.
Which is?
He doesn't want to play in Philadelphia.
Excuse me? Would you take a look at Jonesy? Take a look at me?
Yeah.
Is this now not a charming city?
Are you looking now?
That's the only...
Is this not a charming
look
city?
Look at us.
There's
no...
Come on, Al. Take sweat. A good look at
I'm
us.
Throwing
we're
balls as hard as I can.
Dripping and stench.
Al, we are adorable.
Adorable.
We're adorable, Al. There's no way we would be rejected.
Look at us, Al.
We're charming as hell.
Welcome home, Bryce. Right. Mike, anyway, welcome home.
Real quick, because we got the prize wheel.
Yeah.
And I got a Dawkins, Mitchell, and Ness jersey. Oh, I got some amazing stuff out here. You want to win a prize today? So easy. Al, Sports Illustrated cover, Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, they're nice cover.
I wonder how many people still get the magazine.
Wow.
Not many, right? They read it digitally way more now than they get it, right?
Do you get it,
I don't get it, no.
We don't care about that stuff around here. We have a list of the 20 most successful magazines today.
Oh, there's still.
Name
there still
any
is.
Of the 20.
Really?
And you're on the
That's
wheel.
A lot of them come to my house.
A lot of them come to your house?
Yes, and I don't read.
Well, I can't believe you. You actually get Jugs
Leo
magazine?
Reads them.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
yes,
what?
Jugs magazine.
They still have that?
How would I know if they have it? Do I look like a
Jugs
perv to you?
Magazine.
Do I look like a perv to you?
Is that like milk jugs or what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to decline comment on that question. 888-729-9494, #9494, on your AT&T Verizon cell phone. Look it up. There was such a publication.
No, don't look it up.
Oh, yeah, you know, right.
That was
don't
the
look
my
it
dad
up.
Found.
You don't need the virus.
My dad found that one. That was
WIP Sports Time is 6:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.